the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Is the best way to improve the hot school meals program to add a cold meal? Does that make sense? Senator Linda Nelson-Murray of Fine Gael has done a survey of parents of school children in primary schools, which ran between January and the middle of February, almost 8,000 responses. So Linda, tell us about how many people want a cold meal added to the hot meals and why.
Hi Matt, thanks a million for having me on. So presently, when a school is tendering for the project, you tender for a cold meal or a hot meal. In the hot meal side, the supplier will get €3.20, and on the cold meal side, they'll get €1.70. But I think especially with summertime and also with children's preferences, parents are just looking for an option of being able to have both. Now, there are a couple of suppliers that will be able to do cold and hot together, but many of the suppliers would say that they can only do one or the other. But it's a definite recommendation. One of the top recommendations actually that has come back is that parents are looking for hot and cold.
But Linda, I thought the whole idea to start with of the hot school meals programme was to give children who might not otherwise have a hot meal at home, the hot meal, that is the heat, is one of the attractions of it as much as the nutrition.
Absolutely, Matt. And we cannot lose sight of that. And to be honest with you, when I started off the work on this, I suppose I wasn't unbelievably familiar with how much this meant to children who weren't getting maybe a hot meal every day, and how important it was. Like, it started in 2019, and already by 2026 now, we have it across 3,200 schools and 550,000 children are getting it. And, you know, there is a child food poverty issue, and it absolutely helps that. But with every scheme that you do, it's important to keep looking at what you need to improve on. And this is a very open and honest survey. I didn't remove any of the answers. And what did come back as well as a high percentage in the 8,000 responses that we got was that parents were looking for a cold option as well as a hot option. I mean, there's a lot of other recommendations as well there, and they had other issues, but that was definitely one of the bigger ones.
Are you finding evidence of an awful lot of waste in the existing programme?
I'm finding evidence that there's reasons for waste. Yeah, absolutely. And again, something that I didn't realise until I started working on this is that the portion sizes, it's roughly about a 250 gram portion, is given, Matt, to a 4 or 5 year old and also given to a 12 year old. Now, my kids are 10 and 11. They're definitely eating a lot more. Actually, they're eating me out of house and home at the moment. But they're definitely eating a lot more now than they were when they were 4 or 5. And the same portion size has been given. So that obviously contributes to waste. Another thing that you'll see...
Sorry, hold on a second. Let's just stay in that. Now, sure. Is that explainable on the basis that it's too much additional work for the suppliers of the meals or the staff in the schools to try and break up the portion sizes according to the size of a child and its age?
Yes, possibly. Of course, it's a lot easier to be able to just do one portion and not divide it into two different types. But we're talking about waste, and we're talking about using, you know, money right on this. And I do feel that we need to look at a smaller portion for the younger kids. And I'm just talking about not having 3 or 4 different size portions, but just 2 different size portions. Have a smaller portion for the younger kids, maybe up to age 7. And then from age to 12 or 8 to 13, have a bigger portion. I think that's, that definitely will help with the waste issue. Another thing, Matt, is a lot of the parents, I think 80% is the figure, are sending in a sandwich or some other type of lunch and also getting the hot school meal. So they're afraid that maybe their little child mightn't want the meal, or they're sending in extra, and that obviously contributes to waste as well. If you're going to have 2 lunches where in the past you would have had 1. So I would encourage, I suppose, an education piece on this, just to say to parents, look, there is a hot school meal there, you have opted in for it, your child is getting it, maybe don't send in the other lunch that's going in. And, you know, let the hot school meal scheme work. And perhaps in the future, if you don't want to use it, then opt out of it. But don't take both, because that also contributes to waste.
Okay, there's lots of messages coming into 0874 100 102. My children's primary school of 700 children was unable to give the space to a meal provider for the kitchen. So the food is transported hot in containers For over 25 kilometres from their premises to the school, I would prefer a cold option like sandwiches or wraps, or if every school was given the funding from the state for a kitchen, which would help a lot. Another listener says, in my daughter's school, the quality of the hot meal is awful. When she has a cold meal on school trips, she loves them. What sort of answers did you get in relation to the nutritional quality of the food available?
Yeah, just on those couple of people who texted into you there, because they're very important points. There's probably two ways that the food is arriving into schools, Matt. One is in the hot box, like you said, the van driver there is driving 25 kilometres and probably distributing out to lots of schools. If you're cooking at home pasta or rice or something and you put tinfoil over it and you leave it for a few hours, it's going to get a bit sweaty. It's going to get a bit damp and not taste as good. But some suppliers, and I'm surprised actually with that school with the 700, because some suppliers where the population of children in the school is over about 150, they provide a modular pod that they build outside the school. It has basically a human sized oven. They employ somebody for 20 hours a week. And the food is heated up just in time for lunch breaks. So one of my recommendations is about consistency, because exactly as your listener said there, there isn't consistency between schools. Some are getting hot boxes, some are getting the ovens, some are dropped, you know, directly from somewhere quite local. So the food is very good, but we need to have consistency there. It's a must.
Okay, there's lots more comments coming in, and I suspect, Linda, these are things that you've already been aware of. It says, just have one standard portion but make it smaller, then add extra portions for bigger children. Another one says, some suppliers won't allow opt-out on some days, even though the department funding allows that. Then we have one that says, I'm a caretaker in my local school. Every single day I take two child's dinners from the waste bin to bring home for our dog. I presume all others bring waste home, but how many more are eating them at all? I think there's an awful lot of waste. That's something you found as well, that the dogs of Ireland are getting well fed.
Well, I don't know about the dogs now, but just, there definitely is. Some schools are sending home the remainder of the lunch. So again, my children have it since January. They're age 10 and 11. Now, I'm very lucky. My children aren't fussy eaters. There's a good supplier to the school, so there's very little coming home. But in some schools, they are sending home the remains of it so that you can actually see what the child has eaten. Some schools don't. A supplier will come back and actually collect the food waste, which is something that would be encouraged. So that the food isn't eaten at home. The last thing we want to see, perhaps, is that food is reheated. I don't mean for dogs now, but reheated for humans at home, because it's after been there for a few hours. But thankfully, in many cases, there isn't much food that is coming back home. I think it's really important that we just don't lose sight of the fact that this has rolled out very, very fast. We are feeding, you know, 550,000 children. But what is important, Matt, is we have promised in our commitment to government that we would get this out to secondary schools. And I think what this survey has shown now is that there's a lot of fine tuning that needs to be done now before we get this out to secondary schools.
Or should it be sent to secondary schools at all, Linda?
Oh, yes, Matt, absolutely. Like, you know, you spoke at the start of you and I talking there about this started as an answer to child food poverty.
For so DESH schools.
That child. Yeah, absolutely. Start with DESH schools and move on from there. But the last thing you want is a child leaving sixth class, going into first year and thinking, where is my lunch? So we have to fine tune this quickly. And in fairness to the suppliers, and I've been around a lot of them, you know, they've had to adapt. Like last year, a Koru registered dietitian was hired. They had to, we reduced the salt, reduced the fat, reduced the sugar in food. And what some listeners might know is, and they might say, well, my child doesn't like it. If your child is eating a sausage at home, like we do on a Sunday morning, we do the sausages. If they're eating a sausage in school, that sausage is now probably wrapped in seaweed as opposed to fat. If your child is eating a chicken goujon, again, like we do on Fridays, we have the chicken goujons with the kids. They're coated in breadcrumbs. When you're in school, that's coated in rice flour. So it is becoming a lot more nutritionally better. However, is there a balance there between ensuring that the food is ate while also being nutritious?
Senator Linda Nelson Murray of Fine Gael, thank you for joining us. And here's Anya, who says, I'm a teacher of junior infants in a DESH 1 school. The children absolutely love the meal and there's zero waste in my class. It's amazing for equity in my classes. Everyone gets a meal they like and it's great for peer discussions. That's a really interesting point, because this was brought in for DESH schools. This was brought in for cases where maybe children aren't getting fed properly at home for all sorts of reasons, economic deprivation, whatever. Is it correct that everybody gets it, even if they don't want it or aren't going to eat it. If 80% of parents are sending in food anyway on the basis that their child won't like what's given to them as a hot meal. And we have many adults who are saying their complaints, not just that their children don't like the food. They've looked at it, they've tried it, they don't like it either.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.